Welcome to the Vince Del Monte Podcast Show, where each week we bring you the raw and real experiences, lessons, and timeless principles every man needs to master the 5 M's of manhood. By sharing conversations with the world's most successful people pursuing the 5 M's, you'll build muscle faster, achieve a winner's mindset, increase your money, dominate your mission, and go the distance with your marriage. My name is Vince Del Monte, entrepreneur, author, pro fitness model, and father. And I've helped tens of thousands of men transform their bodies and lives through muscle, entrepreneurship, and personal development. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Now let's begin.
Hey, welcome back to the Vince Del Monte Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about high ticket or low ticket or both. If you're an online fitness coach, if you're an online health coach, if you're an influencer, an expert, and you're trying to figure out like what's the optimal business model, I am going to make a very strong case why there's a right way of doing this and there is a wrong way of doing this. Unfortunately, 99% of these overnight gurus are teaching the wrong way. So pay close attention. I'm going to use some numbers here. I'm going to share experience. I'm going to share different student results so that you can proceed with confidence and certainty without being, maybe I should have done it this way, or maybe this path is too hard, or I'm not sure if this is the right thing I should even be doing. I want to completely throw all of that worry out the window for you. So before we dive in, I want to say, first of all, thank you for tuning in. If you're enjoying this podcast, if I'm providing value for you, the way that you can provide value back for me is to share it on your social stories and tag me. I love to connect with who's tuning in, and I'd love to shout you out. So please do that. That would be absolutely epic. We're also giving away free preload. If you want 3 free samples of the world's most expensive all-day energy formula, the world's Bentley of pre-workouts, then drop a review. Let me know what you like about the show. Take a screenshot and tag me, and we will ship you out a couple of incredible tasting samples of the only fully loaded pre-workout in the world. So super excited to get that into your water bottle and into your day and into your workouts. Okay, I think you get the point. Let's move on here, Vinny. And I think that's it. Also, one more thing. If you're a new entrepreneur, before we dive in, I do a free training every week, and it's dedicated to new online health and fitness professionals who want to pivot to an online model. If you're a gym owner and you're starting to realize that your job isn't that stable and it's more risky to continue to work for the man than it is to actually start your own thing, but you're unsure of how to get started, then I'd love to give you the 6 high income skills that will help you pay the bills and crush your first $5,000 a month. We have members that in fact do $2,000 to $3,000 in as little as 24 hours, and you'll learn about exactly what they do to do that on that training. So go to sixfigurecoach.ca and we'll hook you up with the steps. It's free to listen. It's free to attend. It will go for a solid 2 hours. So show up early. So you reserve your spot, because we only let 100 people into the room. And once 100 people are in the room, then the doors are closed, because we do this epic live Q&A where you can ask me anything. And for those who don't know, I've built multiple 6- and 7-figure online fitness businesses to the tune of more than $15 million. So what I'm sharing from you isn't based on having a few good months. If you're new to the show, I've been doing this for quite a while now. So you can come get some wisdom from the OG himself. And with that said, I know what you're here for. You want to know what's better, high ticket or low ticket or both. So let's dive in. It's really straightforward. All right, here's the problem with low ticket when you're first starting out. The first problem is that it requires advanced marketing skills, okay? Because to do a low ticket offer, like an ebook offer, you're probably looking at anywhere from 10 to 15 bucks on the front end, maybe 37 bucks, maybe 47 bucks, even maybe 97 bucks. I'd still consider that low ticket. And the way you're going to sell it is with direct response marketing, which is, you know, a fancy term for saying a long form sales page or a video sales letter. So first of all, you've got to have a big idea, like a really good big idea. Like, you can't just say something that's already been said. You got to have a really unique angle, a unique mechanism. Okay. You have to have a very attractive offer, and then you've got to write some killer sales copy. All right. You're going to need killer sales copy, and then you're going to need a really good offer. And the offer isn't what people get. It's the promise, right? Because that's the number one thing. People love buying. If you got a good offer, people will buy. And then you're going to need a full-blown, you know, functional sales page or video sales letter. Video sales letter just going to take you like months to put together. All right. So just let's stick with the long-form sales letter. You're going to need graphics. You're going to need to make it functional. You're going to need follow-up emails. All right. You're going to need, you're easily a couple grand in already. If you hire somebody to write the copy, you could be like literally $6,000 to $10,000 in the hole before you've even launched your product. You don't even know if the product's going to convert, but what you have guaranteed is $10,000, you know, or $5,000 to $10,000 at least. Okay. And now you need traffic. Or we haven't even talked about getting anybody to see this new website, this new sales page, this new offer. So how are you going to do that? You're going to run Facebook ads. You're going to run Instagram ads. What if you don't have any credibility? Do you know that the average amount of time that somebody spends on a Facebook ad is 1 second? And did you know that the average person who is on Instagram or Facebook each day scrolls the height of the Empire State Building in New York City? That's right. So if they see your ad and you don't have any celebrity or authority, people are going to scroll right through. And this is why people say, Facebook ads don't work. Well, they don't work if you don't have any celebrity or influence. It's very tough to make them work. All right. So we have to spend time building up your authority. All right. And if you have that, and if you have the track, and then you've got to optimize the offer, right? And if it's a low dollar offer, you're likely not going to be making the money on the front end. You're going to have upsells. So now you need a full blown upsell funnel. And then you need a 7 to 14 day follow-up email sequence where you can maybe upsell people to supplements. And then you need to get commissions from that. Then you need data to track all that to see if you're actually making the money from that ad funnel or if it's coming from organic so you don't get skewed data. All right. And then you need to test and test and test and test. All right. Marketing is just the fancy 9-letter word for testing. Okay. So you have to do a lot of marketing, a lot of testing, and you might break even. You know, you might only lose 50 to 75% of your money, but you've got customers. So now we need to figure out how to nurture those customers and sell them a higher ticket program. Long story short, low ticket is very, very tough. It's for advanced marketers. There's a lot of sunk costs and there's a lot of money to test. That's just the facts. All right. Even guys who've got 1 to 2, 3 million Instagram followers, like big names, normally they take a little time to optimize an offer before it's profitable. I know this because I have a lot of friends who work with influencers with these large followings. And what we found is like, unless you have a super large following already, that's already die hard and it's already been nurtured over an extensive period of time, it's tough to make the low dollar funnels work. And if you look at people who are doing lower dollar offers, you'll notice a couple things. One, they've been around the block. They're not brand spanking new. All right. They've probably already tested a lot of things in the past. They have a following. All right. They have what we call a personal media platform like YouTube or a podcast. Like they've already got a built-in following that they've spent probably years building. And that's why they're able to make the YouTube. That's why they're able to start to make the paid ads work and the low dollar funnel work. Now, if you don't do paid ads, you're going to have affiliates. I'll tell you about that. All right. So the affiliate angle is interesting because right now affiliates won't take anything less than 90 to 100% commission, which is okay because you're buying customers. I'm not saying that actually in a bad way. It sounds crazy, but like they're literally sending you customers. They're literally giving you their database. And that's why you give them a 90 to 100% commission. Some affiliates want 110% commission. And that's like at a whole nother level. Because they know that, you know, anyways, these advanced guys, you have to be in a whole nother level to play with them. All right. Long story short, it's not going to be easy to get traffic after you build this beautiful funnel and you got this awesome upsell flow and all these follow-up sequences. That's just the beginning. That's just the start. And then people test, like they spend like 6 months putting the whole funnel together. And then they spend two, three months like trying to optimize and then they give up. I'm like, you spent more time creating the program than actually trying to grow the program. It's going to take years, which is fine. All right. I'm not discouraging anybody from doing low ticket. If, here's the big catchphrase. I'm glad you stuck around for this. If you're under $300,000 a year. All right. And I'm going to explain why. If you're not making more than say 25 to 30K a month, you don't know what works. You don't have a following. You don't have high income skills. You don't have customers. You haven't dialed in your messaging. You don't have a safety net, if you will, to start testing. You don't know how to recoup money if you're losing money because you don't have the skills. It's like trying to doing low ticket before high ticket, like going to the gym and trying to learn how to Olympic lift before you can even do a plank. All right. You've got to start with the basics. All right. You got to build your way up. So with a 7-figure mastermind, with 6-figure coach, we don't let anybody touch low ticket until you're consistently, like even if you have like 1 month that you, hey, I just made 23K this month. It's not good enough. You've got to consistently produce 20 to 30K per month before we would say, all right, let's look at a funnel to start doing a lower dollar offer to start bringing more leads in, because now we can play the longer game because we can now nurture those leads with an email list. We can start creating a lot of value-rich content so that we don't need to see an ROI from them immediately, all right? Because you're now investing into getting to 7 figures plus. All right, so here's the takeaway here. Low ticket requires a lot less margin for error, like a tremendous lot less margin for error. As we're high ticket, it doesn't require as much skill, all right? You don't need a big following, all right? You don't have to be as good of a marketer. And what we can do is we can do essentially what we teach inside the 7-figure mastermind and 6-figure coach until you get to your first 300K a year, which is how to find a marketplace, carve it out, dominate it, create an attractive offer, because most people who aren't making money online, it's not because of their skills. They just have crappy offers. It's not because they have a small following. It's just like, you don't have a good offer. Like you're selling something that nobody really, that people already have or people are already following. So you need a great offer and then you need really precise messaging. This is where a lot of people get stuck at 20, 30K a month too, because their messaging is, it's still too like kind of vanilla. There's a bit of polarization, but not sufficient polarization. There's not a big enough idea there. Like you're still not bringing anything super unique to the marketplace. All right. So you need some really good messaging. Like I had with my muscle building brand, baby weight training. That was a big idea. People are like, what? You can get big building baby weights? BS. That's got to be a crock of, you know what? I'm like, well, then I start to teach them over years and years of videos of how actually you can build muscle with lighter weights. Like, oh, you look at a guy like Greg O'Galger. He's got a great polarizing message. Build a movie star body, not training 6 days a week and eating 6 times a day. That's a very different message. All right. Very, very good messaging. All right. So we want to help you with that. All right. We want to help you with your messaging so you show up different or you don't show up at all. And then we can start conversations with people and we can start messaging people who are following us, who've been following your account for years. New followers, people engaging with your content. And we start off with, you know, outreach and we start creating content that causes a lot of inbound messages. And we start to have conversations. All right. And we have a very structured way to have those conversations to find out if they even have a problem, because we don't want to start selling people if they don't even want to get help and there's no urgency. And the whole premise of the script, the flow is to discover if there's any urgency around the pain in their life. You have to first find the pain in their life, then we need to find out if they want help. All right. And we're never selling. All right. We're just guiding. We're asking questions. We're curious. We're trying to figure out if we can truly help them just like a doctor would. All right. This is a very, very natural way to build relationships to a point where if it looks appropriate that they want to see if you can help them, then you set up a call. And that's what we would coin an enrollment call, a consultation call. Really, we don't even look at it like that anymore. It's literally just to get to know you. Because honestly, I'm like done making assumptions like I can help you. All right. So many people say they want to get help, but they don't. And I just want to figure out if we can help you first of all. So you set up a call. You can call it a fitness audit. You can call it a consultation call. You can call it a transformation blueprint call. It really doesn't matter. Strategy call, strategy session, whatever you want to call it. But you set up a call and then you need a structured way to ask for money. All right. You need a structured way to ask for money. Okay. And this is where you can now offer, you know, a 90-day program that is different than, you know, an ebook offer where you offer 3 things that they will pay a premium for. Pay close attention. People will pay a premium for access to you. So if I have a question, I can text you. or, you know, we call it walkie-talkie axis, or you give them the second A. This is the triple A treatment, by the way. You want to write this down, the triple A treatment: access, attention. So, hey, I'm stuck. You know, I'm this exercise isn't working for me. Hey, I can only work out 2 days a week right now because I'm traveling. How do I change the workout? So they need attention to their individual problems. All right. And they need accountability. All right. They also need accountability. So they need, they're not paying for your information. They're paying for your support to hold them accountable to making the change that they desire. That's why they pay the big bucks. That's why even a beginner can charge $1,000, $2,000 for a 90-day program. All right. And what we do is we teach you how to sell 100 copies of your program. 100 at 100, you're going to have a six-figure business. So we don't say, oh, you need a downsell, then you need a 12-month, then you need a two-year, and then you need this one, then you need that. No, you sell one program to one person who's got one pain point with one promise for a full year. All right. And we get really, really good at selling one program, one program, one program. And we start to carve out and dominate one marketplace. And we go all in, not half in on multiple offers. All right. Because you're competing against people who are all in on one offer for one marketplace with one promise for one specific problem, pain point. Does that make sense? So, hey, listen, that's the path, the high. That's the deal. If you are, I'll just sum up the last part. I said I'm going to teach you if you're going to do high ticket, low ticket, or both. If you want to do a low ticket offer, what we do teach, you know, when you're starting, when you're past like 25, 50K in revenue with your business, what I would say is okay to do is to create a lead magnet. All right. But I don't want you to be distracted. We can get you to your first 50K with just organic alone. We've done it, can't count how many times now. All right. Just this month alone, we've had over a dozen students hit like new income levels of 10K a month, 15K a month. We've had a member who hit their first $100,000 month. We had a member who hit their first $1 million month. We've had a member who hit 240K months in a row now. Another member who just started, who just had their first 38K month. It just goes on and on. And it's because we keep you focused. What's actually going to move the needle? And not building, you know, I need a lead magnet now. I need to build my email list. We'll worry about that once you've hit your first 50K organically with outreach, all right? Because now you have money and now you have time to hire a virtual assistant, and then you can start actually nurturing, doing these new things properly. Like you can actually nurture the email list properly. So down the road, we will build an email list. An email list is very, very critical to your success, all right? But not right away, not out of the gate. And the way we'll do that is create a free offer. You know, meal plans are great. If you want to get like a 60, 70% opt-in rate, create just done for you meal plans and give them away for free. All right. You'll build a list very fast, done for you workouts, package them up, and you'll get a lot of emails. All right. A free 7-day challenge, 21-day challenge. Those things get a lot of emails, and then we nurture them, and then we send them up to your high ticket. All right. So that's another podcast for another day, but I'm going to wrap up there. And I've got a coaching client waiting for me in the waiting room here, and I'm going to wrap up. So if you got value from this, please take a screenshot and tag me at Vince Del Monte. And I'd love to give you a shout out on my Instagram. And if there's anything I can do to help you, please message me on Instagram. And don't forget, if you'd like to set up a call to see if it's appropriate for us to help you grow your online fitness business and scale it and grow it and start it wherever you're at, then schedule a call at callwithvince.ca and we'll find out if there's a fit. Okay. I think that's it. Let's wrap it up there. Ciao, ciao.